Hello, and welcome to Evolving Consciousness, the podcast where you discover more about the invisible world of energy, consciousness, spirituality, and all the things that help you create your dreamiest life and business yet. Here's your host, Stacey Hartman.
Hello, and welcome back. I'm excited to do something a little different today. It's something I've been intuitively guided to figure out, to explore, to play with for a little while now, but I felt nervous about it. And that is to actually read the transcript from one of my more recent channeling sessions. Now, I mentioned in episode one that I discovered I am channeling now at a deeper level than I ever have before. This is a new spiritual gift that revealed itself to me in a rather surprising way, but I just kind of am rolling with it and seeing how it feels for me to be able to experience receiving messages from these beings of light and how these messages might also resonate with more of humanity, which it's been made very clear to me that these messages are timely and are meant to be shared out further and wider, aside from just my own experience. So what I want to do today on today's episode is actually share more from one of these transcripts. Today's topic kind of goes all over the place. That's just how channeling works. Some of the topics that came through this particular session involve our ability to communicate telepathically with the unseen realms, how to tap into that more fully, how to really recognize if you are also a channel who's here to be a bridge worker, to share a message with people, with humans who aren't able to receive these telepathic messages themselves yet. We also talked a lot about what gets in the way of our ability to receive these messages, how to open up more to them, how to explore being a channel yourself. And some other topics came up too about how we communicate and how we communicate in our businesses and the levels that we're reaching people with our message and how to expand those levels beyond just the mind. And this is the new way of communication that's coming forward with this evolution of consciousness that we're stepping into. And then at the end of this particular session, there was quite a bit of conversation around what is actual manifestation and when is it a manifestation and when is it actually just human effort that we think was manifestation and how to discern between those two things. So this is an incredibly interesting topic, and I'm excited to share with you what was shared with me during this channeling session as I read through this transcript. Before I dive into the transcript, let me just share part of this process is that I actually open up this channel, and I experience a lot of physical sensations before the voice starts to come through, and then they let me know that they're here. So this is the exact start of this channeling session. There are many of us here in this space with you. We feel very excited to be invited into your consciousness, for we have much to share with humanity. And typically, we only communicate telepathically. But when we have somebody willing to receive us in this way, we can put words to what we are telepathically bringing to people. The truth is that people, even though we are speaking telepathically with them, sometimes don't receive our messages because they are distracted, or these messages are coming into their field as flashes, and they aren't present enough or are not available to receive them telepathically. It is for this reason that it is important that you, they were referring to me, and there are many of us, are doing this work right here, right now. For those who can't yet receive our messages telepathically, they now can receive them from you energetically and also verbally. This is another way that we are able to bring this higher wisdom to the people. We do have a message for the people who are also being communicated with telepathically. For every single person is receiving waves of high frequencies and vibrations, whether they know it or not. What we want to tell them is that they also have the capacity to hear our messages more loudly, but it requires very deep presence. It also requires an openness and willingness to not only hear it and receive it, but believe it, to not question the messages that are coming in this new way. Many are receiving these messages of higher wisdom without even realizing it. They might just believe that they are making it up or believe that it came from something they read, something else that they happened across. But the truth is that these messages are coming from us, beings of light, who are wanting to bring them forward. And again, unless you receive the process like we're doing right now with a verbal channel, the only way we're communicating is telepathically. It's quite a gift that we get to give a voice to these telepathic messages that we want to deliver to so many at this time. And we feel thankful that there are people willing to be the voice to these messages, that we are attempting to energetically permeate the energetic bodies of humans, but they are unable to receive. And so this is the way the message is able to be accelerated, because too many aren't yet ready to receive the telepathic communication. This is the evolution of consciousness. We are now communicating at much different levels, and we are glad to have voices to help us in this method. This voice and others are the bridge because, again, this is a new skill that people aren't even realizing they have. These voices are the bridge because these messages coming through the voice are the same message we're delivering telepathically with no voice. We would like to use more voices in this way, voice channels. I'm just going to stop here for a second. I feel like this message is just incredible. What they're literally sharing is that we all have the capacity to tap into this higher wisdom, to receive these answers, and that people are ready to do this and are doing it right now, whether they know it or not. And I want to extend an invitation to you about maybe higher wisdom that you've been receiving, intuitive hits and guidance and messages that seem to be coming from another realm beyond just yourself. If you're having those experiences, it's likely you also are a bridge channel. You also have a voice to share with the masses that supports and contributes to the evolution of humanity and of our whole. I feel like this message is just so beautiful and profound. And my hope is that you do start to crack open to being a bridge channel, to sharing the messages that are coming into your field that you're receiving, that maybe you're just now realizing you're receiving. All right, I'm going to go ahead and continue on this transcript. There are many who don't even realize that they are channeling. This was the situation with Stacy when she first learned she was a channel. When she first started channeling, it took her by surprise because she didn't realize what it was. She didn't realize till after the fact and wondered where this information was coming from. She thought it was coming from her mind because she is an avid reader, but the truth is that it was coming from us all along. For there are many of us, there are many of us here attempting to penetrate the human consciousness for the good of all in all the realms, seen and unseen. So what we really want you to know right now at this time is that you also are receiving these messages. If you set the intention to receive these telepathic messages, this same wisdom is available for you to hear directly as well. And now you must discover the way that you open your own channel to receive these messages, for you can access all the answers for your own life and for the entire collective. But it is important that you don't think it is important. What do we mean by that? It's that if you feel a lot of pressure around figuring this out, becoming a channel, doing it the right way, you actually close us off, and it is impossible for us to come through and share these messages and use your voice. A deep level of detachment and openness for whatever comes through is essential. Sometimes there are questions you want answered for your life, and we're happy to answer them. And there are other times that we have a message we must get across. It feels imminent and urgent, and it is a part of the entire grid and the awakening of that grid. It is the right time and the right place for you to receive the message, and at times for you to share the message with others. We are coming across very stern right now because we need you to understand all of the work that is being done behind the scenes. There is so much being organized and orchestrated under these telepathic levels. Yet it is all for nothing if humans can't receive these messages, for this is the new language of the new consciousness, for this is what we've been sharing with Stacy for quite some time, even when it comes to sharing a message in your business. These messages are less about words and semantics and more about the energy behind them that communicates on multiple levels. For if you are only communicating with words, you are only touching people at their lowest levels of consciousness. But if you bring your energy behind it, if you bring your intention behind it, if you remain open to the message coming through, however it wants to come through, if you allow yourself to be the message, the center of truth, then and only then are you communicating on a multitude of levels and reaching people, not just physically and at the mind, but energetically. This is the new way we are communicating in these new levels of consciousness. They went on to say, if we continue to evolve, and I asked them, I said, something about that didn't feel quite right. If we continue to evolve, it felt very doomsday to me, the way that they said, if we continue to evolve, this will be the new way we communicate. And so I asked about that, and this is the message that they shared coming from the transcript again. We've been feeling a bit more discouraged about the evolutionary process of humans. Unfortunately, the programming has a very strong hold on people, and that programming is interfering with their ability to entrain to the frequencies we've been sending their way. It is all happening much slower than we were hoping for. And even though we have an infinite amount of time, it would be very nice to see it moving along the timeline we organized for it. Yet the density of this humanity and this place of Earth, where the humans are still moving so slow, they're unable to align to this faster timeline. We took a risk. We tried to see if it would be possible to create an incredible entrainment very fast. And while a strong number jumped over to this timeline, there are many who have not. In fact, the majority have not. And it is okay, we will create another timeline, but we still feel discouraged that we can't get through this one, that this evolution is taking so long. We believed we were at a tipping point, but maybe the tipping point is not now, and that is okay, for we are very patient. We've been waiting for a very long time. We've been waiting for this moment before Christ ever walked the earth. We've been waiting for this way before any and all other civilizations were on the earth. We believed this was the time, and we were hopeful that this was time for this tipping point in humanity. But if it is not, it can happen further down the trajectory of time. Although it is our hope that maybe with enough people sharing this information, and given the fact that the humans couldn't receive it themselves telepathically, the timeline could still stand. The more people who start to hear it through the voice that couldn't hear it telepathically, the more bridge workers that come forward, that is who they are. A big part of their role is to not just receive these messages for their own consciousness and evolution, but to share the messages, to be a voice of these messages that we have been dropping into billions of people's fields. But there's only a small percentage of people who are receiving them because the density is moving so slowly, and they can only now receive these messages from a channeled voice. But when we combine the voice with the energy and telepathy, when we put the two together, we are creating a branch for more people to align with this timeline. We are building the telepathic muscles for many people to start hearing the words and feeling them at the same time. And that is what these messengers are for. And there are more coming forward every single day. And every single one of you who is receiving these messages is a crucial part of our evolution and where we are going. And if you want to be a bridge worker, if you want to be the bridge of language and energy and communicating on these multitude of levels, you must be willing to hear the messages that might shatter your previous paradigms. If you want to share these messages, you must be willing to deliver them, even if they shatter your previous paradigms. I just wanted to repeat that part. They went on to say, and you will know these messages because they come across very calm, matter of fact, without any emotion, and sometimes sternly. These are the messages coming through. For you just will know that these messages are not coming from your mind. This is very important discernment when it is from the mind and when it is from higher wisdom. Higher wisdom is not urgent or attached. It is not emotional. It just is. It is the mind that makes things feel important and graspy, or that creates a ping pong game. The mind argues both sides back and forth. The mind really likes to play a ping pong game and go back and forth. It's very fun for the mind to play that game, even though it is just spinning in circles and not going anywhere when it goes back and forth like that. So we have been talking about this quite a bit already, how to become a bridge. First, you have to acknowledge that there is information coming to you that is unseen and not perceived by your five senses, but it is being perceived by your energetic body and being. It is perceived by your spirit and your soul. If you can believe and know this, this is your first step. It is a very simple act of declaration and acknowledgement that there is information available to you beyond your five senses, that you can feel it in your body, that there is infinite information available to you that is in the unseen realms. And as you say it, you feel it. That's when you are opening to channel. And another really powerful thing to say and feel and embody is to say, I am experiencing information in the unseen. I am seeing information in the unseen. I am hearing information in the unseen. I am sensing information in the unseen. Feel that and believe that, and watch how the unseen becomes the seen. For all of these unseen dimensions give you a much broader perspective than what is available to you in your five senses. They widen out your ability and your capacity to see beyond what is right in front of you. The matrix, the grid, where all of the energy is flowing and we are all one and all connected to the source, starts to become seen. It is no longer unseen and felt in knowing in and beyond the human senses. For everyone has the capacity to tap in and receive the messages from the unseen, no matter where you are at in your consciousness. This is a potential that lies dormant within every single soul. However, there is a journey to unlocking these dormant abilities. And this is the consciousness journey. All of this is happening in the unseen realms, the mystery of consciousness and energy. Even what you believe you already understand about this topic is barely anything. Even the highest conscious humans walking this earth right now are barely scratching the surface of what this all really is. There is so much for you to evolve into. There is so much beyond this human existence. And this is the perspective we'd like to start expanding inside of you. At this point of the conversation, my human wanted to jump in and ask more about what this means for sharing a message as a part of a high conscious business and getting a message across from a business perspective, from a very human business perspective. And this is what they had to say. We're going to recover some of the things we've already said as it pertains to being out there with your message. For if you are only concerned or worried about your semantics and the words that you believe will make sense to people, you are only communicating to their mind. The mind is the house where all the past lives live and where they and you keep recreating the past. So if you are just concerned with the words you are using and making them perfect and make sense to other people, you will not be able to call in your true soul family that you are here to stir up and partner with. You are only able to reach those that are allowing their past to be recreated over and over and over again. So I'm just going to reiterate that part. They said, if you are only attempting to message and share a message from the mind, from using the right words, the right semantics, what you think your audience is going to be able to understand or that makes sense to them, the best you can do is support them in recreating a reality that they've already created. There isn't expansion and transformation beyond their current existence when we don't communicate on more levels. So back to the transcript. And your role, when you are communicating in that way, is that you are helping them create more of what they've already created. You are just playing the part that keeps enacting the same thing like a broken record. When you do messaging from that place, trying to find the right words that make sense to people, and if they make perfect sense to people, you are only hitting them on the most surface level. And in the end, there is nothing you can offer them from that place that they haven't already created. The trajectory of that intention cannot support them in taking anything and building it anew. There is nothing you can offer them beyond what they've already created, no matter how hard you work. That level of messaging will not allow them to create a new reality because you are only communicating with them on the first level. The level of the mind. And most messages are speaking to the mind. And the problem people are experiencing is that this is the common way we are taught to message in our businesses. We are taught to share solutions to people's problems and pains. But this just creates an imbalance of power. It actually perpetuates people's feelings of powerlessness and wanting to be rescued from somebody outside of themselves. All right, I'm gonna hop in here again. My human self feels very passionate about this topic. Most of the messaging that we're taught to do as entrepreneurs is to fill out questionnaires. I mean, if I had a dime for every questionnaire I filled out for any contractor I've ever hired, I wouldn't need to be in business at all because I would just be that independently wealthy. And all the questionnaires sound exactly the same. What are their challenges? What are their frustrations? What are their fears? What are their desires? All of these questions that we answer as we're trying to nail down our messaging. And all of those answers are just reiterating and recreating the same reality they've already created. And it creates an imbalance of power. It creates a hierarchy. It creates a dependency on giving the power to an external source to create their reality. And most of us who have been taught to do messaging in that way, in our heart of hearts, we want to make a difference. We want to support people and empower people to realize how incredibly powerful they are and what they are capable of and help them accomplish their goals. Yet there's a misalignment when we do messaging in that way that actually interferes energetically with the ability to do so, with the ability to fulfill the purpose and the mission that we have. All right, so they go deeper into this. Let me go back to the transcript. The great opportunity lies in understanding and realizing there are multiple levels to communicate from. And this is true in your business. It is true in your relationships. It is true in everything. It is embodied messaging. Speak less with words and more with energy. And you call forward perfectly soul aligned family. You start to call forward people who can create miracles in their life. You call forward the things that elevate, heal, and transform and change people from the inside out. There are not many entrepreneurs doing business in this way. Or if they are doing it, most of them are not even realizing that what they're doing or how they're doing it. But the majority are not doing it at all. Most entrepreneurs are communicating with an intention that is out of alignment with their desire. They're focused on the messaging. They're a business with an intention that is out of alignment with their desire, which means the desire will never be able to manifest. We must bring our intention behind the action into alignment with desire in order for it to manifest. You must bring your intention behind the action into alignment with the desire in order for it to manifest. And all of these intentions are infused with a level of detachment. Yes, it is true. Things can and do still happen, but it is important to realize that they are not manifestations and co-creations. They were just created through sheer human effort. Human effort alone created them. When the intention is out of alignment with the desire. For much of what people say has manifested in their life or business, it did not actually manifest. It was forced and created via human effort alone. This is not manifestation, even when they say it is. Manifestation is when it is effortless. It is chaotic, and when it literally seems to fall out of thin air, it is surprising and spontaneous. If it is not spontaneous or surprising, then it was simply created through human effort, through following the path of the mind, not through co-creation. When it comes to manifesting your desires, the essence and the language behind the language is what is most important and where people miss the mark. They forget the essence. It is important as you clarify your desires and place your orders with the universe to really tap into the essence of the desire, the true feeling of the desire. Any specificity when it comes to placing your order and manifesting your desires comes in the essence, not in the material. So for example, if we use The Secret, our favorite manifestation movie of all time, they talk a lot about the red race car. The specificity is in the essence of owning a race car and envisioning and imagining it beyond the five senses to fully experience it in your entire energetic being. It is not about using the mind to create a list of things that you want included in the vehicle. It's not a list of all the features that you would want to have. The list is all the mind. There's no heart, no emotion, no intention. The essence is heart, emotion, and intention. Here is another example that just happened with Stacy. When you are clear on the essence of something, it collapses time. It makes decision-making very fast. Because it's a quick knowing, it's recognized by the soul. So here is Stacy's silly example. Stacy was creating some visioning around the level of apparel and merchandise she wanted to start creating. As she was visualizing it, what she kept feeling was that every time somebody put this clothing on, they felt surrounded by Gus, God, Universe, Source. They could feel and experience the love and attention and intention that was put into the creation of it. They put it on like a cloak that sparked their own creativity and connection to their soul. That was the essence of clothing she wanted to create. She wants it to be sourced and infused with light and love. She wants it to feel like comfort, and she wants it to feel like magic. And she's pouring intention into that vision. So now when human Stacy goes to do a Google search for clothing and all the different places that come up and all the suppliers, because she's so clear on the essence, she experiences very quickly the essence of the companies that are showing up and knows instantly which one is in alignment with the essence of the desire and which aren't. It is a fast knowing. And the only reason you can know quickly and instantly and intuitively is because of the essence. The most important thing about these desires is that you have to know the reason why you want it first. Or if it's I desire it so that, then you are attached to the desire and already out of alignment with that. The thing about the designer, when you ask, why do I want this thing, is that it must just be because it feels right, because the experience feels expansive. The only purpose of any manifestation is for you to have more experiences beyond the experiences you've already had. I'm going to say that again. The only purpose for manifestation is for you to have more experiences in your human existence than you've already had, to create new experiences, to give God, Universe, Source the experience of living a 3D dense life through you. That's what manifestation is for. It's not for you to get what you want. It's not for you to have more stuff. It's just for you to have new experiences, spontaneous experiences, surprising experiences, knock your socks off experiences. All right, back to the transcript as they expand on this topic. If we were to take money for an example, most people want to create more money because they say they want to have a strong sense of safety and security. The desire to experience safety and security in and of itself pulls you out of alignment with money. Providing you safety and security and being able to create money through manifestation don't match. The reason being is that why would God, Universe, Source drop money in your lap for safety and security when the truth is you are already safe and secure? As you trust in God, Universe, Source. In order for God, Universe, Source to support you in co-creating money for safety and security, they would have to be saying that they can't be trusted, that they aren't already providing you safety and security. It's hypocrisy. So can't you see it doesn't work this way? So if you are desiring money for safety and security and believe you're going to manifest it for that purpose, it will be impossible to manifest it. And the only way you'll be able to create it is relying on human effort alone, because it defies the laws and workings of God, Universe, Source before you even get started. So back to what the essence and the real purpose is. The real purpose of money is to experience new things that come with financial abundance, to bring new experiences to your human existence. It is to start to imagine these new experiences, not coming from fear or lack, but experiences that feel expansive, not constrictive. For that is when money can start to manifest in your life. The intention behind the desire must be very clean and aligned with the truth that already exists about how God Universe Source works. It is something we want to keep teaching you, is how God Universe Source works and how to come into alignment with that energy of Source. If you look at the reasons why you would want more money, most of the time it has to defy the laws of the universe in order to manifest it, which means you just can't manifest it, which is why the only way to be able to create that level of money is through effort alone, until you bring the desire into alignment with God Universe Source. And until you do that, you will always hit a ceiling, because human effort alone is limited. And the only way to tap into limitless abundance is through co-creation and manifestation. And the only way to create that manifestation and co-creation is to bring the desire, the intention of the desire, into alignment with universal law. That is the secret to manifestation. And the reason, and the only reason why God Universe Source wants to create anything with us, co-create anything with us, is for us to have new experiences. And those new experiences are, there's no hierarchy in them. So God Universe Source doesn't have a judgment around what's a good experience, what's a bad experience, lack's bad, abundance is good. God Universe Source communicates in neutrality. A new experience is a new experience, and it serves its purpose. And so the deeper teachings here that come through really strongly in our Syzygy Method course is, it's only when we come into complete and radical acceptance of the opposite of our desire that the desire has the potential to manifest, because there is complete non-attachment. And the other way to find our way to this zero point where we are experiencing, thinking, and in full alignment with God Universe Source to literally be able to pluck our manifestations out of the quantum field, is to realize and come into radical acceptance of, even if you had the opposite, even if you were poor, living in a cardboard box, had no money, no resources, no one, even if you went to the worst case scenario, and you allowed yourself to go there, which most people aren't willing to do, their consciousness maintenance kicks in and rationalizes all the reasons why that would never happen. But if you just would allow yourself to go all the way there, to the bottom of the bottom of the bottom of worst case scenario, and to feel it and to live it in your imagination for 5 minutes, and then ask yourself, even here, what still remains? What you're going to discover is everything you think the desire is going to bring you also remains without the desire manifesting at all. So when I've done this exercise in the past, and I've went to the living in a cardboard box and really just experiencing that as a potential reality, which all realities exist, so it is a potential reality. And when I let my imagination go there, and I put myself in a cardboard box, and maybe I'm cold and uncomfortable and all of it, and I ask myself that question, even here, what remains? Very quickly, you feel your entire energetic system expand. There's a liberation that almost comes over us, washes over us, because you realize that what still remains is love, peace, freedom, joy, happiness. Now, you might not choose that, because you might choose to be a victim to the circumstance, but just because you don't choose it doesn't mean it's not available for you to choose. It's still there. Connection, laughter, hope, optimism, all of it. So if that's the case, if worst case scenario were to play out as it pertains to money, lack, and abundance, and that's what remains, what do we really have to be afraid of? So all of that last message was coming from me, my human self. And through previous channelings and experiences. My hope for you is that you're really able to hear this message, that you also are receiving incredible telepathic messages, that you have access to infinite information for your own life and for the entire collective. And this is a call, an invitation, as you step into that belief and as you crack open to hearing those messages, to be a bridge worker, to share those messages, to be the contribution to helping more people realize and recognize these dormant abilities they have available to them, to start shifting how we communicate and how we share ourselves, how we move from just sharing from the mind to sharing with embodied messaging. All of us, heart, intuition, mind, spirit, and soul. And what is possible if more of us start communicating with our whole heart and telepathically with intention and energy? From that place, we start to truly experience the law of one, how we are all connected. And like they said in the transcript that I shared with you today, we start to see the full grid, the full matrix of this connection and these inner workings. Our perspectives expand way beyond our five senses. And that is a thrilling experience to be having as a human. You get to be still 100% human and 100% spiritual. You get to experience everything in this dense human world, and also know that no matter what that experience is, it's valuable. It's nothing means anything until we give it meaning. And you get to just live it and be it. So again, I invite you to have another listen to this. They shared how to open up to channel, how to be a bridge channel, how to be a contribution to awakening more of these dormant abilities that we all have. All right, that is everything for today. If you are enjoying these messages and these transcripts, let me know by leaving a review, subscribing to this podcast. I'd love to hear personally from you as well about how these messages are resonating and landing with you, what they mean for you in your own evolution, and how together we're able to raise the consciousness of the world and experience more of who we have the capacity to be and how we contribute to the whole. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in and your contribution in raising your own frequency and the entire collectives. For more resources and bonus material, check out the link in the description of this episode. Until next time, happy manifesting.